Chicago Southside is the home of Comiskey Park and the Chicago White Sox baseball team. The Southside is also where roving mobs of blacks and whites attacked one another in the race riot during the summer of 1919. The most violent of the post-World War I race riots that swept some 20 American cities. Before the violence ended in Chicago, 23 blacks and 15 whites were killed, and more than 500 had been injured. In the 1960s, Chicago's South Side came to symbolize the hardened ghetto segregation and poverty that derived from the income inequality and racial discrimination experienced from generations of Northern white racism. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. found the racism he faced in Chicago more severe than he had expected. On August 5, 1966, King led a march through Marquette Park and Chicago Lawn, two predominantly white suburbs on Chicago's southwest side. Getting out of a car to join the march, King was struck in the head and knocked down by a rock as big as a fist. With white hecklers continuing to taunt and assault the marchers, King picked himself up and kept going. After the march, King told reporters, "I can assure you that the hatred and hostility here in Chicago are really deeper than what I have seen in Alabama and Mississippi." For two decades after King's death, the legacy of institutionalized Southside racism drew to Chicago a cadre of liberal community organizers, including Obama, who were committed to using the principles of change first developed in Chicago during the 1930s by Chicago-born, self-styled agitator Saul Alinsky.